This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This hour is dedicated to you and your medical conditions, your medical care, answering questions that can come in any number of ways, including 888-55-DR-KEN, or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. The idea here is to get to you the information that has been researched, things that have come out in the medical journals this week. Go through that material as much as we can at some point during the hour. And then to not drift through, but I think sometimes, depending on the questions or the news, you know, because there's always a lot of news from the world of medicine, Ken, that affects a lot of people. One of the things that has come out this week is a study on workplace retirement and what if you retire and aren't ready to retire, it does to you psychologically and physically. I would think there would be a direct connection because of the mind-body connection to someone who was feeling like they were very productive and then all of a sudden they stop being productive because they stop working. And I would bet that you see a lot of patients in your office at Lake Cardiology down in Florida there who have come on hard times just because they've stopped. And they ought not to be stopping, right? It's the worst thing as you get older. In fact, you should be more active, not less active.
Well, it depends what your hopes and dreams are. I have patients who would like to work as long as they can breathe. And if they can't or if they're underemployed, it's stressful. I have folks who would like to retire and can't. And that's stressful. And they're past the age where they thought they'd be able to retire. So I think this is very personalized. The common factor is, does it create mental stress? And if it does, just walk it back and try to minimize it.
All right, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. There's some research out this week that suggests that if you feed in... Now, I'm looking at this from what has come out in this journal, but I also am looking at the information as to what we learned last year about feeding peanuts or things that babies are likely to be allergic to. The mother eats them while the child is growing in the womb, and they're less likely to have a problem. But this study suggests that that would continue as a baby. Feed babies all of these things they might be allergic to later in life. Is that the drift of this?
Exactly. What we're trying to do is have that immune system not overreact when it sees these items as foreign bodies, quote-unquote foreign bodies. This was a publication I think you're referring to, Doug, this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, fondly referred to as JAMA. Amazingly, up to 15 million people in America have food allergies, including one in every 13 children. Amazing. Wow. Babies fed peanut between 4 to 11 months of age and egg between ages 4 to 6 months, they may be at lower risk of developing allergies to these foods later on.
Wow. That surprised you that it's that number? Does that surprise you?
It surprises me how common these food allergies are, because I think growing up, you and I didn't see these things as often.
No. It's like everybody's become a wimp. They can't take this and they can't take that. Don't be around this. Don't be around that. We ate everything. And part of it has to do with something else that we were talking about. That is how much dirt you're exposed to as a kid growing up, too, and how that affects your immune system. The more dirt you're exposed to as a kid growing up, the more the immune system is going to be reacting as you get older in a more positive way, right?
You don't want to be a hyper clean kid. You know, you don't want to be overly excessively eating things off the floor. But to be a hyper clean kid, as some kids are these days because of the parents, that's not good either. So there's some common in the middle balance.
Yeah, I think balance is probably what it's all about. But I think many of us had strong immune systems. I've spent all my time as a kid on the farm. I completely attribute my health at this well. I mean, I think that probably I had pretty decent genes. But the other side of it is that I've done things that have kept me active, and I think that does. There are all kinds of things, but having a strong immune system is definitely a result of being exposed to a lot of things. So you build up an immunity. That's the whole concept, right?
Right. Well, you ate well, you exercised, you went to bed, you got sleep.
All right.
When you were young.
Let's talk about hormones and how the environment of imbalance comes about when men and women, this study that I'm looking at, though, more focuses on women and what happens when there's a biochemical imbalance, such as is set up when you have your thyroid, which is an important part of your endocrine system, taken out. Why do people get thyroid cancer? Is it more often than not something where the thyroid is now removed, or do they treat it? And then as a result of that, I saw something on the plane that suggested that if you have a thyroid problem and you have it removed, it can really change your moods or your ability to deal with things. Is that true, do you think?
Well, boy,
what's the truth here?
First of all, the thyroid is a very important gland. It's a butterfly-shaped gland on the front of your neck. And women over the age of 30, about 30% have thyroid problems. It's about 10 times more common in women, although men do get thyroid issues. This is often picked up. The doctor will examine the neck, and there's a swelling in the neck. This can result from thyroid cancer, a nodule, a lump that grows in the thyroid, and the activity, the chemical production, can either be too low or too high, and we measure this as a lab result, and this can have effects on the body from head to toe. Thyroid gland, thyroid hormone affects metabolism, how you gain or lose weight, how your energy is, the heart rate, how warm or cold you are. It's like the boiler of the body. And if you have to have your thyroid removed because either it's overactive or there's thyroid cancer, we can give you back thyroid hormone. And not everybody, but most people can be regulated. And sometimes there's a huge psychological aspect that goes on when people think their thyroid's been removed and now they have to depend on the drugs, and this adds mental stress. There is a percentage of people who are challenged. I'm not going to deny that, and those of you who are, you know who you are. But let me reassure so many. I also take care of so many patients who have had their thyroid removed and now live very active, very happy lives, having the hormone replaced with medication.
I'm on a site called Hypothyroid Mom, and this suggests in the particular article that I'm focused on, women who are having problems with their thyroid or have had them have mood swings, anxiety, depression, and even if they have a prescription for anti-anxiety or antidepressants, it doesn't deal with the thyroid deficiency.
Well, that it can present. A low thyroid can present, not with the typical fatigue, the typical cold feeling or gaining unexpected weight, but it can present with mental issues, with anxiety, depression, and sometimes that's the only sign or symptom. But usually when the thyroid hormone is replaced and one becomes what we call euthyroid, that is the blood level of thyroid active hormone is normal, so many, a high fraction of these people are now well functioning.
Mm-hmm. And so under the circumstances, when women get into the menopausal age, can this be a double whammy if they haven't taken care of, or if it seems the thyroid problems have presented and not gone away?
Sure.
What happens when they come?
I think a middle-aged woman, if there's anything mysterious going on, definitely in the evaluation is to check a so-called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, which is the best screen of thyroid function.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health Program, brought to you in large part by the folks who have produced Super Beets so that your blood vessels can open up and become huge, so that the blood can get to your muscles if you want to make them huge, or into your brain so it works hugely well, or any part of your body. This is the way to do it. You can be 60 and feel 30 with blood getting restored to the circulation areas of the body that it needs to go to, Ken, right?
Exactly. We were just talking about fatigue, and you can't eliminate fatigue unless you have oxygen being delivered from head to toe as it is needed. It's required as the body burns fuel to make energy. You need this continuous delivery of oxygen, and the red blood cell needs to flow from head to toe. It can't get into the circulation, the pipeline, unless the pipeline circulation dilates and opens up. It opens up after it's sprayed by nitric oxide, which the red blood cells also carry. Your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks, the dietary nitrates, to make this nitric oxide, third important gas behind oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body, Nobel Prize winning information. And the folks at Neogenes have two wonderful products, evidence-based, shown to be safe and effective. Scientists at Baylor University helped develop all this. And these two products help increase the nitric oxide level, Neo40. It increases your level, your baseline level that you need, and fill up your tank. And then there's Super Beets. If you need that special high energy midday or before you work out, instead of going for those high caffeinated beverages, Super Beets is just ideal to get a burst of nitric oxide.
Here's how you get on the Super Beets program that Dr. Ken recommends. Dial 800-655-4183. Order a 3-month supply of Super Beets, regular black cherry. I'm thinking you're going to like the regular flavor. Most people don't like the flavor of beets. So get the black cherry. Be safe. 800-655-4183. You'll take a teaspoon of it, put it in a glass of water or maybe a smoothie, and you are all set. 800-655-4183. Get the benefits Ken is talking about. 800-655-4183. Sign up today.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Here's a startling statistic. Every 33 seconds, a child is involved in a car crash. With car crashes on the rise, parents need to be extra vigilant about keeping kids safe by making sure they are buckled up securely in the right car seat. But some parents, especially new parents, find it bewildering to decide what kind of car seat to buy and how to install it properly. Answers to those questions and more are now easily available with a new free resource for parents from Safe Kids Worldwide called the
ultimate car seat guide.
Our experts have checked nearly 2 million car seats over nearly 20 years working with General Motors to keep kids safe in cars. We've packed all that wisdom into an easy-to-use.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Change after the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health, the weekly service of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos here at your service and on your side, talking about medical news this week, how it impacts you, how it affects you, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, Ken, and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan, have made the headlines this week. They are going to spend $3 billion of their fortune to cure, prevent, or manage all diseases within our children's lifetime. That's a lofty goal, especially when you look at the National Institute of Health spending $32 billion a year. Much of that goes to research and vaccines and that sort of thing. So you wonder, for $3 billion, what are they going to get? But that shouldn't be that's what people are wondering, but that ought not to be the question. The question is, where do they go to get the most bang for their buck? What would you, if you were running, let's say, the NIH, and somebody came to you with a grant of $3 billion, what would you do with it?
Well, I would try to look into ways to prevent and treat cancer and heart disease, the two biggest killers of Americans.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would
ask for people to apply for grants, and yeah, I would award it based on the most promising potential work.
Yeah. Well, where do you? Heart disease got to be your thing. What can people do to eliminate? It's sort of almost so easy, all of these things. If people were so abusive, I don't think that there's a need to spend $3 billion. It just try to educate people instead of spending it on things like, I had the woman from Susan G. Komen on yesterday, and she was talking all the research and all that stuff, and I don't buy, you know, what they do with all their money, because I think that they waste a lot of it. But how much more research needs to be done? You know what the cause is. So isn't it education? Shouldn't all these people,
well,
a
lot of it should go to education, and that would help, definitely.
Yeah. Right.
But we still need more research. There are a lot of things we don't know, and there's a lot of improvements we can make.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to come up with funding to do some small vessel heart disease work.
Really? Yeah. So where would you go, to a major teaching school to get that? Is that how that works?
Well, the work will be done at multiple teaching centers and also in the real world and private practices. But in order to pay for the work that needs to be done, we will need some funding.
And, all right, next.
Maybe we should ask Facebook to help us.
Yep, that's so, not bad. Yeah, what should we research? Yeah, what should be researched? What should be checked out?
Plenty of good projects that go unfunded, so there's still plenty of work needing to be done. And some of it is still way behind the current knowledge we have.
What would be an example of that?
Well, what would be in heart disease, you know, we know about big vessel heart disease, but the area that I've been so interested in, the small vessels, is probably 50 or 60 years behind in knowledge.
Yeah. Well,
the Framingham, where you grew up, where you live, taught us so much about big vessel heart disease, but we now know that small vessel heart disease is a common problem. It's a potentially complicating problem if it's not effectively treated, and we need to, you know, learn so much more about this and educate people about it. But this is only just one area. You know, you can go to all the cancers, and there's plenty of work to be done. Believe me, if this month will not last very long.
What a waste, no. All right, 888-55, Dr. Ken.
But your point on spending a good amount of it on education is important. I mean, people with lifestyle could prevent, especially with heart disease, a lot of this.
Yep. Questions on the use of vitamin D coming up here, 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave, but you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's Harry's.com, code 0808.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. After the hour, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and the Good Day Health Hour, or a couple of them. Ken's here with us at this hour. We're taking informational questions and calls and whatever we can get together that addresses what your concerns are. Here's a lady named Agnes who has read that 20 minutes of sun exposure will give you 10,000 to 20,000 IV of vitamin D. If I'm fully clothed with a long sleeve shirt, am I still getting 20,000 IU? Short sleeve shirt. What's the story with that? That's a pretty good question.
No, you need to go out in your birthday suit for about, depending on what part of the country you live. You know, I'm down here in Florida, so I need less birthday suit sun. But, you know, about anywhere between 10 to 20 minutes, 3 to 4 days a week, will give you a very good amount of vitamin D. We are so concerned about skin cancer, and we have you cover up and use the sun protection on the skin, and therefore a lot of people have low vitamin D levels because they're not getting any sun, and you need a little bit of sun. And if you're not, then you need to take supplements, but also occasionally get that vitamin D level checked. It should be over 30.
Yep, it should be. A couple of new studies, Ken, that I've seen identify the best time of the day to burn fat. There are actually three new studies aimed at identifying the optimum, the best time of the day for a workout with the goal of burning fat. All three had the same conclusion: first thing in the morning before eating anything. I would think that would be tough, especially if you're hungry. I always wake up hungry. I wouldn't want to go out and exercise on an empty stomach, would you?
I would not. But that is interesting. And, you know, I would just try to get out there when you can. And burning fat is a constant challenge, especially that lower abdominal fat. If anyone has any good ideas for how us in middle age can burn abdominal fat, please call.
Parches was weighed a 400-calorie oatmeal breakfast, then worked out, didn't lose any weight. They didn't gain any either. Working out after fasting all night is the way to set the body up to be a fat-burning machine all day long. But again, if you go out and you're hungry, how can that be good for you? Doesn't that eat away at the stomach lining?
There's a thought among the workout crowd is that if you do it in the morning, you're a lot more likely to continue because you'll be less tired if you do it late in the day. But I don't know about that study that you're talking about.
Well, I mean, what's the general consensus? It doesn't have to be just a study. What's the general
consensus? The general consensus is move, get moving, and just as long as you do it, you know, don't do it too close to going to bed. But there's good and bad advantages and disadvantages of different times of day. I think it's more important that you just get it done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. If you are inspired by his level of knowledge and expertise and you want to go see him to get a read on your body, here's how you do it. You call Lake Cardiology at 352-735-1400. Remember, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, that's okay too. But this one, this number is a good way to directly to the office, 352-735-1400. Have Ken give you the benefit of his expertise, and I tell you, there's plenty of it there.
Doug, I think it's important to do a heavy workout at least 4 hours before you go to sleep so that you get good quality sleep. It doesn't interfere with sleep. But on the other end of the day, I think it's important not to do a heavy workout on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that's what I'm questioning. Getting up in the morning and going right out and running or going
to
the gym. I think that's horrible. I don't agree
with
that at all. I don't know where that comes from, but no. What do you make of all of the controversy, the doctors who are talking about EpiPen and what it costs and this woman and her bonus and all that other things? From purely the medical point of view, what does EpiPen do and how much do you think it should cost? What's a fair price for? Because they the 500% increase, and then it went down to a 300% increase. The woman who runs the outfit was hammered by a congressman this week because, you're going to ask, why is it congressman's business? Whatever private industry does, it does. But they have a bully pulpit. And there are some good questions here as to what this does. What is EpiPen? I've read it described as life-saving.
Correct.
So
there's a term doctors use called anaphylaxis. It's an unexpected, sudden, severe allergic reaction where the blood pressure drops dangerously low because of this anaphylaxis. Your throat closes. You can't breathe. You have no blood pressure. And it's a medical emergency. If you're not given epinephrine with the EpiPen immediately, you won't survive. And therefore, this is a very important item to have for people who have a history of severe allergies. We keep it in the office just in case anybody has a sudden reaction to anything. And once a year, I use it, and it saves a life. And it's a must-have for a medical office. And it is perplexing why these prices suddenly jump as high as they do, and this is why you just need a lot of competition, and competition is the best way to keep these prices.
But you don't have that in the drug world because they get patents on these things, they do the research, so they don't want anybody else selling the stuff until, 10 years? They're usually protected for the patent?
I think it's a little less, but that is an issue. But there's often just very close look-alike drugs, and where you can compete. Like for example, in statins, there's many different statins, and you may have you may have rights on your particular statin, but there's other statins that can compete. And, you know, I just think in that space, these drugs have been around long enough where they still don't have patents on the item. It's been around for so long.
All right. Did we cover last week the controversy about statins? I know that we talked about it a little bit, but I'm trying to remember back in my mind as to whether or not we really dealt with the issue, the study that showed that statins are dangerous. I know you disagree with that. But are there other ways of getting it besides just the drug?
Well, let me clarify that, because I don't think that statins should be in the drinking water. I'm not a doctor who says everybody should be on statins. But on the other hand, this is where medicine has to be personalized. You know, that's the big buzz in medicine these days, personalized medicine. And if you have noticeable plaque in your circulation, especially to the heart, if I, as a cardiologist, can see the plaque already in your coronaries, the circulation to your heart, I don't want that plaque being bathed by high bad cholesterol or excessive inflammation continuing on those plaques, because predictably those plaques are going to rupture and cause a heart attack. And the only good way of pushing back is with a statin. Maybe with your Mediterranean oils in your diet, it will help also. So I definitely advise the Mediterranean oils, mental stress reduction, getting enough sleep. When the doctor says it's okay, getting exercise, getting the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the weight, the cholesterol down. But what the statins do besides lower the cholesterol, they lower the inflammation in the circulation. And these plaques rupture to cause a heart attack or stroke by excessive localized inflammation in the circulation and excessive high bad cholesterol. And if there was a better way of doing it, because I'm not a big pill pusher, but if there was a better way of doing it, I'd be screaming, advocating for it. But name me anything that's effective in that space for stabilizing plaque other than the Mediterranean oils. I don't know of it.
All right. There it is, the word from the man who knows. And that's, by the way, bringing you around to other words from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's a big advocate as a cardiologist of opening up your blood vessels, opening up your arteries, getting the blood boost that you need. And that's what you get when you have SuperBeats, the nitric oxide blood boost. It relaxes your blood vessels, promotes blood flow, healthy aging, all that. So, I mean, you could go on and on, Ken, with the things that in your body benefit from using SuperBeats.
Absolutely. The body from head to toe needs oxygen, and if there's not continuous delivery of oxygen, all parts of the body just won't function well. And there's head to toe plumbing. The red blood cells carry the oxygen from the lungs and deliver it to head to toe parts of the body. And before the red blood cell can get into the pipeline to deliver, the pipeline has to relax and open up. Arteries have to dilate, as we doctors say. And the signal to open up is nitric oxide. This is Nobel Prize winning information that we need this third gas, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide in the body. The body continuously makes nitric oxide, this gas that helps to relax and open up the circulation. And if you don't have the building blocks, the dietary nitrates, your body can't make it. It has inadequate nitric oxide, and your body from head to toe will not function well. I promise you, you won't feel well, your blood pressure will be too high, and it just does not function at its best. And the folks at Neogenics, they have two wonderful evidence-based products shown to be safe and effective. One is Neo40, which helps increase your tank of nitric oxide, which you can test with a saliva test that they make, developed by a scientist at Baylor University. I urge everybody to check with their saliva their nitric oxide level. And if your tank is low, then Neo40 you absolutely need. Their other product, SuperBeats, gives you a sudden burst of nitric oxide if you need some energy midday instead of those high energy drinks. If you want to go work out and you want a burst of nitric oxide, that's where the SuperBeats is wonderful, and it doesn't taste like beets.
800-655-4183. You hear me mention that number a lot. Take advantage of Ken's expertise. Take his advice. Get Super Beats. Get on the program. 800-655-4183. Call him now. You'll pay for 3 months, but you get a 4 month supply. Plus the book Beat the Odds, which is very helpful if you understand what's going on in your body. 800-655-4183. Again, call now. Order your first supply. Get in on what everybody's talking about, health-wise, blood pressure-wise, and otherwise. 800-655-4183.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of an important medical story this week. The problems with those of you or those of us who have the fat gene. Can you blame that for your weight? There's a lot of research that came out this past week suggesting that the so-called obesity gene is not to blame for your inability to lose that weight. There are about 100 genes linked to obesity, but one in particular, called the FTO, has the strongest connection to weight in both white people and black people. It involves, regulating how the body either turns calories into fat or burns them off. Researchers looked at genetic data from 9,000 people enrolled in 8 studies to see how the FTO gene affected weight loss.
The participants were randomly assigned to different weight loss methods, and in studies that ranged in length from 8 weeks to 3 years. So this was all over the place. The researchers were surprised to find that having the mutation did not matter. Everybody and anybody can lose weight. Sometimes you do it commercially. You get one of those fat farms and people take a knife to you and get rid of it. Otherwise, you exercise it off and diet well. That seems to be the bottom line. Thank you to Dr. Mathers. I'm Dr. Doug, practicing without a license here on Good Day Health.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And change after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the, I got to remember what program. Oh, this is the
Good Day Health.
Good Day Health Hour.
With Dr. Ken.
I do four different programs. Every once in a while I just slip into, okay, what are we doing now? The Trump medical discussion, Hillary medical discussion, one of the things that we all do as we get older is be concerned with our blood pressure. That's one of the main things. Ken is a cardiologist. Is very interested in keeping an eye on. Apparently, a lot of us are not taking, once somebody goes to you and they figure they got high blood pressure, that's why we talk about how good using Super Beats is, because if you got good blood pressure, it keeps it there. But if you got high blood pressure and you put somebody on a blood pressure medication, how do you know that your patient is taking what you tell them to take?
Well, there needs to be a trust, and I'm a big advocate of home blood pressure monitoring, but done the proper way. And I want to see the numbers, and especially if they bring the device back and the device has the numbers saved in it, they actually record it. That's how you absolutely know. And amazingly, the CDC is reporting this week, Doug, that 7 out of 10 Americans over the age of 65 have high blood pressure. That's amazing. amazing, because high blood pressure is a big risk factor for stroke and heart attack, circulation damage throughout the body, erectile dysfunction, you name it. Any circulation problem doesn't like high blood pressure. And they're also reporting that 5 million Americans are not taking their medications as prescribed. They're not starting them. They're not taking them. And it's, you know, well, what it is most people who have high blood pressure have no symptoms. Yes, occasionally people will have headaches or just feel, you know, a little unstable. But most people, I would say at least 80% or more, have no symptoms. And it sometimes gets hard for people to take that daily medication. And most people who have high blood pressure need more than one pill, or they're taking a combination in one pill or capsule. And just continuously take this and saying, you know, I feel fine. Why am I taking this? And, you know, they read on WebMD about the potential reported side effects of their medication, and they get anxious about it, blah, blah, blah. So people do stop it. But talk to your doctor. Don't practice medicine on your own. We can't afford to lose any listeners. Just before you stop these medications, just talk to your doctor.
Hi. I was going to talk about a television show I saw last night on thyroid cancer. I'm going to put that off because I want to talk about this report, given what you just said, in a moment. We'll spend a moment on the efficacy of statin drugs. Up next here with Dr. Ken.
Sun and Mobile's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients. Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay 2 or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
All right, let's spend a minute. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology in Central Florida. You want to book an appointment with him, you find him fascinating, you want to get him to look you over, call him at 352-735-1400. Office number at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Okay, so there is a report that I found, 15 million Americans being prescribed these cholesterol-lowering drugs, don't need them. This is Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, who's quoted in this, talking about not only that, the cholesterol drugs not being necessarily what they're supposed to be, but also the whole business about your LDL cholesterol, etc. So in a nutshell, what are we looking at here?
Well, we're talking about individualized care. You know, I mentioned that before. That's a huge buzzword right now, that you have to individualize this for people. I am not in favor of putting statins in the drinking water, but if you have plaques in your circulation, we need to stabilize them. There's nothing better than the statins to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So says Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an important cog in the wheel of medicine here in the Good Day Health Hour. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.